The National Youth Council has highlighted that many young entrepreneurs are unaware of opportunities under the Public Procurement and Disposal of Public Assets Authority Law. New regulations introduced in 2023 aim to help marginalized groups, including youth, women and persons with disabilities, participate in public procurement. At a recent meeting, Youth MP Mercy Kanyesi just stressed the importance of implementing this law to enable youth-led companies to supply goods to government worth up to 30 million shillings. Kanyesi noted that over 70% of Uganda's national budget is spent through public procurement, yet many youth remain excluded, contributing to unemployment. Okot Ola, the NYC's Secretary for Legal Affairs, mentioned that limited awareness and funding hinders efforts to educate young people about these initiatives.
The law gives special rights for youth to procure, in government procurement, so you don't have the same hurdles. So when government is selling cars, machines, batteries and furniture, also the youth are entitled. So it is both procurement and what? And disposal. And so it is up to us now to organize the youth to facilitate, because if the youth are not there, the law doesn't say government should stop work, because government works by procurement. Almost all the 71 trillion, about 70% is done by procurement. So government cannot stop because they are no youth.